Wow, what a weekend, not only just of NASCAR racing at Bristol, but sports all the way around. Basketball playoffs are about to get underway. The Masters, who didn't watch Rory McIlroy in that dramatic finish in Augusta, Georgia? So we've got tons to talk about. Big win for Kyle Larson, another multiple race winner in 2025, as it seems like five drivers are stacking up each and every win in the Cup Series. So we've got a lot to talk about. So what do you say we start? Let's do it. It is time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr inside the Optimized U studio. And I am joined today, as I am each and every Monday at 6, by none other than the man that answers the question, can workout shirts be too tight? The answer is apparently not. It is Sean Whitfield, the Whitfield Media Group.
The man, the myth, the legend. Is that the way it goes?
The leg end of Sean Whitfield.
Hey, man. Glad to be back together today. What beautiful day outside.
Oh, man. This is one of those days. The only thing this studio doesn't have is a sunroof. And I'm not really sure how
Well, don't give me any ideas.
I don't know how we do that, but...
You never know. I might have us one.
Think about it. You know what? If we were open the sunroof of our studio, if we had one, we could get some of the birds chirping. Mm-hmm. It might sound like Augusta yesterday at the Masters. Have little birds in the background. Now, the difference would be we'd get the occasional semi-truck going by and we'd hear that too.
Yeah.
Maybe something from the neighborhood behind us. But, you know, very Masters-esque.
Have you ever noticed that we as NASCAR fans, that we have become spoiled to where if we don't have just an exciting race, we're kind of frustrated, we're annoyed. You know, the racing's not good. Goodyear's got a tire issue. You know, we're not having enough pit stops and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of the way I think yesterday went. And yesterday's race, it was Bristol, but it just wasn't as exciting as many of our other races are in the past. However, I think you might have been doing the same thing. I found myself going back and forth from the race to the Masters. And the level of excitement and drama that went with it was all about the Masters. And we didn't have much of that in Bristol at all.
this will be interesting to see, because this time of year, there really is. There's a lot of options. I know the NBA playoffs is popular, but the regular season isn't usually... as exciting, but we're getting down to the playoff. Like, people are trying to make their way into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You've got the Super Bowl of golf was happening at the Masters. You've got Bristol, which has historically been one of the more popular tracks in NASCAR. The NFL draft's coming up, and everyone's, of course, football is king around here, so everyone's talking about that.
Have you heard much about that yet?
Well, yes and no, but this year there isn't as big of, you know, last year there were five franchise-changing quarterbacks, so everyone was locked in on what was going to happen. This year, the draft hasn't been seen as dynamic as far as the players coming out. So,
because I hadn't even heard anybody mention much about
on the big boy program,
other than they're still talking. Tennessee's losing, but that's about it.
I mean, yes, and of course there's college football, which it's getting to be like football. It's year round. But then, Sean, yes, along comes the Masters, which if anyone, you don't even have to follow golf to usually appreciate that, you know, the biggest tournament every year happens in Augusta, Georgia. And even if you don't follow golf, you know who Rory McIlroy is and may know that the Masters is the only major tournament he hasn't won. And I was actually thinking about this as I was watching it yesterday and thinking about the show, flipping back and forth. You know, Rory won the Masters, and it was in dramatic fashion. He was up big, and then he lost the lead, and then he came back, kind of like in a NASCAR race. You know, we see it in a restrictor plate. He's out front, and all of a sudden he's not. Then he's back out front. And he was able to win the Masters in dramatic fashion in a playoff.
The biggest difference is it's all about his performance. You can't say it was a team effort.
Correct. Which nowadays golfers have teams, but yes, he's the only one out there hitting the shots, and he does have some equipment, but it's probably not as pitiful as his car. But he won a career Grand Slam, which only five other golfers have ever done that.
Now, for us people listening and myself that are not that up on golf, what does Grand Slam mean in golf?
The Grand Slam in golf is the U.S. Open. the PGA Championship, the British Open, or now what they call the Open Championship, and the Masters. Those are the four major tournaments that golf plays every year.
And out of those four, what would you say is the most prestigious?
The most, probably the Masters.
Okay.
It's the only one that's played at the same course. It's like the Daytona 500. It's played at the same course every year. The rest of them rotate in different courses throughout the year. Now, to win all four of those, there's only there's five now, maybe six, I'd have to look, golfers of all time that have won all four majors. And Rory, by winning the Masters, becomes the last person since Tiger Woods, once again a golfer that you don't even have to know golf to know who he is. Mm-hmm. He became the last guy since Tiger, which 25 years ago, to win the career Grand Slam. So it's Jack Nicklaus, it's Gary Player, I think, it's Tiger Woods, it's Ben Hogan. Like, only the Mount Rushmore of the sport has won that. And Rory has gone 13 years since he's been able to pull this off. This was his 17th attempt, a la Dale Earnhardt Sr., could win everything, did win everything except Daytona. And then he finally wins it, and it's such a big deal. It very much had that feeling. And I tell you what, I'm interested to see the TV ratings, because I have heard more about golf and the Masters, and people I didn't even suspect watched or paid attention go, man, I was so happy for Rory. Man, that was a lot of fun. It just goes back to drama is drama, and people love that. And that's usually what sports brings us. And when sports is able to do that, it is captivating. And all I could help think about is, like, man, there's some great racing that goes on a lot of times. And what is NASCAR missing? We don't have the personalities. We're not as familiar with some of the personalities these days as we were with, like, Senior and everyone pulling for him to win Daytona. That was a massive deal when he finally got that monkey off his back. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, if NASCAR is missing something, or if this is just a once in a kind of a 20 years or generation Masters, but it was a lot of fun. Sean, I found myself pacing in front of the TV, which is something I don't do until the last 20 laps of either Talladega or Daytona.
You were pacing in front of the TV.
I'm nervous for the guy. Like, this guy's got nothing to prove. Mm-hmm. He is an instant Hall of Famer, but this is the one monkey he can't get off his back, and he can't seem to get out of his own way, which anyone that's ever played golf totally gets it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, look, here's an easy shot. Yoink, it's not so easy. But these guys are so good. I just thought it was great.
I thought that was pretty amazing, the fact that this was his 17th Masters appearance. And it's taken him that long to achieve the green jacket.
And he's one of those guys that came out of the gates and won everything. And of course you thought, oh, it's only a matter of time before he does this. Mm-hmm. But he goes 13 years. That's 13 times four, because there's four majors a year. That's that many majors he's tried to win again and couldn't. And he almost won the majors 10 years ago, and he collapsed on the final nine, and he almost did it again watching it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It was great drama. And then on the other side, yes, Bristol, every time you switched over, it was another long green flag run, which Bristol never used to do.
No, there was a big difference in the level of excitement of the two events yesterday. And anybody that's a regular listener to this show knows my heart bleeds NASCAR and has for 30-something years, and we've been doing this show 24 years. So, you're never going to hear me say anything negative about NASCAR. However, yesterday, compared to what else was on television, NASCAR I'm sure came in second in the TV ratings, as big a deal as the Masters were. And then the Masters went into overtime. Is that how you would describe it?
It's sudden death, a playoff hole, Rory versus Justin Rose. So CBS, they just came out. They've reported that the final round averaged more than 12 million viewers and peaked at 19.5 million viewers watching the Masters, the most watched since the year Tiger won it on the final Sunday.
And that was probably only in the United States, because this was broadcasted all over the world.
And so in Europe, Rory is like, he's our Tiger. He's the...
Because he's from Ireland,
yes,
isn't he?
He's the generational player that everyone cheers for. And they were showing footage of the pubs in Ireland and his golf course where it's like midnight, you know, and everyone's joined up and they're just losing their minds because Rory won. I don't know. I feel like... you know, nowadays it's pretty easy to poo-poo on anything, right? And find the bad on, in anything. Mm-hmm. And leave it to us humans. We're going to do that. But this was one of those, unless you're a Justin Rose fan, and like his parents probably, like I don't know anyone that wasn't excited or you know, thought, because all apparently he's a great dude, and that's kind of universal. Roy McIlroy, great guy. Everyone loves him. Does a ton on and off the course for everybody, kind of thing. And so for him to win, it was, you know, just universally beloved. And I just feel like we don't get that a lot anymore.
So yesterday was basically the only pro golf event I watch a year.
Yeah, the Masters.
So I'm one of those very casual golf fans. Would Rory McIlroy now be considered the number one golfer in the United States?
With this win, so the golf rankings are about as easy to figure out as how to qualify for the NASCAR All-Star race. Like, so I think Scotty,
more like the Gatorade duels.
I think Scotty Scheffler is still technically the world number one, just because it's kind of a 1 year rolling average.
Yeah.
And Scotty Scheffler still finished like fourth or something. I mean, he's just a ridiculously good golfer, but Rory has also won four out of his last eight starts. So he's at least number two, maybe number one, but he is, you know, put him on the Mount Rushmore of golf.
Well, I know we are not going to, we don't want to make this a golf show, but we got to talk about this.
You know
just
what?
A moment.
Let's try it. Let's just
see how it goes.
Behind the green with Sean and
Casey. But my question is, you have not talked about the guy that came in second.
Justin Rose.
I don't know anything about him. What?
He's an Englishman. He was also a wonderkin.
Because
he's already won a Masters.
He nearly won it.
He was the day one leader. And he shot okay day two, kind of yoinked it day three, but then came out of nowhere to battle back and really hit a great shot on the last hole. It was a game of inches, you know, and almost made the putt. But
yeah, he did have a good
shot.
He's
really good and kind of universally beloved. It reminded me of Earnhardt Sr. It didn't matter if you loved or hated the Intimidator, right? There was respect for him because of how good he was and how much he meant to the sport. And when he finally won the Daytona 500, every driver out there came out to shake his hand. Every fan was excited, you know. And that's kind of the same kind of feeling we got watching this one.
So the guy that came in second, he has won the Masters before. Is that what you said?
He hasn't won the Masters. He won a U.S. Open or a British Open. Okay. But he's a major champion. He just hadn't won the Masters.
How old a guy is he?
44, Sean.
So he's quite a bit older or somewhat older than
I think Rory's 38.
Yeah, I think I saw 37 or 38.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't know if it was like NASCAR. Once you get in your 40s, your career starts to go down some.
It does. It starts to taper off a little bit. But, you know, at the same time, kind of like drivers these days, they stay in such good shape, they can keep playing until whenever.
Gotcha.
I mean, if Tiger, you know, didn't have a wreck and just about, you know, kill himself.
Speaking of Tiger, he's
probably still out there.
Did you hear who Tiger's new girlfriend is?
Yes.
You hadn't said a word about it. Isn't it Trump's granddaughter?
We don't do a lot of Tiger talk here. Well, that's true. Racing.
Yeah,
Tiger,
but I'm talking about off the air. You hadn't said anything about it.
No, what I thought was funny is they posted these really goofy pictures of themselves saying, "Hey, we're dating and we're in love. Please respect our privacy."
Now, is she the daughter?
I want to tell everybody.
Is she the daughter of Donald Jr.?
No. That's Donald Jr.'s ex-wife.
Oh, it's his ex-wife.
Yeah.
I thought it was his daughter or something.
No, like, remember he broke up with her to like go hang out with the.
Because I thought that was kind of strange because I'm thinking Donald Jr.'s probably in his 40s.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought maybe he had him a 20-year-old or something.
You know way more about that whole.
I just know what a big Trump follower you are. I thought you might be aware of all of it.
He had him a Perkins waitress somewhere. please respect our privacy.
but that
is the world these days. Here is, I'm going to go ahead and tweet this out to a gajillion people. We're in love. Here's cute pictures of us. Please respect our privacy. Well, why don't you just be private and don't tell everybody?
And how in the world can you date a Tiger Woods and have any privacy?
Exactly.
I mean, go figure.
It makes no sense.
Oh, goodness.
Problems.
Especially when Tiger Woods has been all over every kind of news tabloid and story through the years because of all of the, you know, craziness he's had going on in his life with his personal relationships.
Tiger had some good times.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about that. But how in the world do you keep that stuff private? You don't.
I think it'd be intimidating here, you know, to not only date like one of the most famous dudes in the world, but let's not forget his very first wife was like a Swedish supermodel or something. It's just like insane. So you got to have a little confidence.
You know, I don't recall the list of Tiger's exes, but I would say it would be difficult to really judge any of them. I mean, I'm sure they're all going to judge at a pretty high level.
Obviously, and Sean, I don't judge on outer beauty. I know I know it's a big deal to you, but yes, not a lot of slouches, I would imagine.
You only judge on inner beauty?
That's what I do. Hmm. Luckily, Mrs. Orr is both.
I was going to say, it's a good thing Mrs. Orr judges on inner beauty,
and
too.
And you know what? She's got bad eyesight, and that's why I like her.
What it is? Uh-huh. Well, hey, before we head to a break, good weekend?
Great weekend, man.
Did you do anything fun?
Went to the Four Bridges Art Festival.
Oh, my god!
Spent way too much money on a bunch of dumb art.
Wait. I asked you if you did anything fun.
I had beers, so that was fun.
Oh, well.
Mrs. Orr looked at art.
How many beers did you have?
Not enough to want to spend all the money we did, but
you know, it just doesn't sound like a lot of fun to go to an arts festival with beer or without beer.
I am a cultured person. You are from Chickamauga, so it's two completely different things.
You know, at least at Chickamauga, you see some crafts mixed in there and, you know, have some funnel cakes or something.
Get you a couple pot holders while you're there.
Yeah, you know, maybe hear the marching band. While you're there, I mean, it's going to be a little more entertaining. I didn't even know the Four Bridges Arts Festival was going on.
Well, because I'm a man of culture. I don't know what else to tell you. Man. It's the kind of things I like to do.
I thought you'd have been out, you know, doing some trimming in the yard kind or something like that.
Hey, I did go buy some more mulch and pine straw. I'm telling you, I'm turning over. I may end up like you.
That's only because you probably got it written up with another notice in that fancy gated community.
I may just live in my yard from now on. You never know.
You know, that fancy neighborhood you live in, you know, if you get a little blade out of order, you're going to get written up by the whatever the yard lady is. So, and you've gotten rid of before.
It's
written
up before. Hey, I've got enough pine straw. My yard looks like Augusta right now.
Just needs a few azaleas, huh? All right. We have got a lot to talk about today, believe it or not.
NASCAR, I promise.
We're going to be talking more. Well, we hadn't really talked much about NASCAR yet, but we're going to, I promise. As we've been doing this 24 years here on Rock 105, and we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your ride home, or if you're just outside enjoying this beautiful day, thank you so much for including us in your day. We come back, we're going to break down the weekend at Bristol, as well as a little bit later, we'll get into the driver standings and a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. We got a lot to cover in today's program as we're coming to you live from the Optimize You studio. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, broadcasting from Optimize U Studio. And Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. And apparently once a year, a good old-fashioned Masters talk, as we did talk a little bit about the drama and Rory McIlroy winning the career Grand Slam. Made me think, you know what? We have majors in NASCAR, sort of. We always talk about them. Has any driver ever won the career major? Surely we have. I'm going to do a little deep dive, and we'll talk about that. And, of course, we're getting ready to run down the race at Bristol. Big win for Kyle Larson, second of the season. Dominant performance. Another dominant weekend for Hendrick Motorsports. And coming up before long, Talladega will be the next race on the calendar. Are we off this coming week?
I don't think so.
Am I just looking at, have I got my, yeah, you're right. I got my schedule all messed up. Texas, I'm sorry. No, Bristol is, so we're going April 13th to April 27th. We're off a week. Look at that.
Okay, you're right.
I don't have to do anything this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Easter.
Is Easter, but maybe the Xfinity series is just running.
Me being a churchgoer, I know that. You probably forgot.
Yeah, I had forgotten.
I will be at Easter Mass. I'll save you a spot if you want to.
Will you be there on Sunday morning?
I am, actually.
Well, too bad, because I'll be at Silverdale Sunday morning. I'm going to miss you.
Matt, you know what? I want Mrs. Whitfield to go to heaven. She should probably come to Mass with us.
I got a suggestion for you. Saturday morning on the Move Radio.
Okay.
Presented by Medicare Misty on our sister station 98.1 The Lake, Pastor Tony Walliser is going to be a guest of ours on this week's program for an entire segment. So Saturday morning, you need to get a little Silverdale Baptist Church,
a little extra churching.
Yeah, get a little extra church Saturday morning, and you'll feel like you've been to church after that.
Very cool. You know, I have noticed listen, you always invite people to church, right? That's what you're supposed to do, and the joke is, you know, a lot of people show up for church twice a year, Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
Or when someone's getting married or someone dies, right? But I guess with all the, you know, the social media is you're seeing a lot more churches. Hey, this is what we're doing. Come on out and see it. Like little almost ads just inviting people to Easter. So,
it's pretty cool. It's like our church Silverdale. I mean, there's 6,000-7,000 maybe per weekend that are either at one of the campuses at a church service or watching it online. There's a lot of people that watch it on social media, on Facebook Live, or watch it on the YouTube or website.
Stream the Lord right into your heart.
You can bring God into your home, into your car, wherever you are.
Yeah,
streaming, watching a service.
That's very cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they stream at our church too. But I never get a lot out of watching. I need to be there.
Yeah.
But granted, it's better than not.
Well, let's dive into the weekend that we had at Bristol Motor Speedway, Food City 500. And as I said at the beginning of the program, there just wasn't a lot of that excitement that we used to see at Bristol from many past years. Kyle Larson pretty much took control. He won the Xfinity Series race. He lost the truck race.
He only led 411 laps, Sean.
However, he did get the Cup Series race. So where I'm going with that is he nearly swept the weekend.
Hey, almost pulled a
and
Kyle Busch.
And the last driver to do that, I think, has been two different times, Kyle Busch. But nevertheless, Kyle Larson got the win. You're right. He led 411 laps out of 500. This was his 31st victory and 370 out of 375 races so far in the NASCAR Cup Series. This is his second victory and sixth top 10 finish in 2025. This is his third victory and 13th top 10 finish in 18 races at Bristol Motor Speedway. He went from spending all of his time in the garage area at Darlington to spending all of his time leading the race at Bristol. The driver that came in second was Denny Hamlin, third Ty Gibbs, fourth Chase Briscoe, fifth Ryan Blaney, sixth was William Byron, seventh Ross Chastain, eighth Christopher Bell, ninth AJ Allmendinger, and 10th Austin Dillon.
Wow, and a Dinger and Dillon siding in the top 10. How about that? Josh Berry 12th, Kyle Busch 14th, Chase Elliott 15th, Brad Keselowski 16th, Bubba Wallace 19th, Stenhouse Jr. 22nd, Joey Logano, normally pretty good at Bristol, finished 24th, Cole Custer 29th, down the list a little bit. Alex Bowman, bad run for him, started on the pole but ran into some engine issues, finished 37th.
There were only three caution flags for 40 laps.
Only
four lead changes among four drivers.
If I could go back, and we're probably dating ourselves here, but go back 15 years. I remember being at Rock 105, pulling up on the website, trying to find what tickets were, because it's sold out, like what we could actually buy a Bristol ticket for. And it was crazy what people were selling them for. Bristol was always one of the most popular races. And then we just had a 500-mile race at Bristol Motor Speedway with three cautions. I didn't think that was physically possible.
Speaking of the value of a Bristol ticket and what it used to be, I used to have a standing order of 32 tickets to both Bristol races from about 1997 to about 2001. I have had tickets left over to where I've sold maybe 8 or 10 of them. I have gotten anywhere from $250 to $350 a piece.
That's some late 90s dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't uncommon to get $300 a ticket for any spare Bristol tickets that I had. Of course, this was back in the days when Dale Sr. was with us. But the race was sold out, had been sold out for months, and you got a premium, or you paid a premium for Bristol tickets. And that's one of the reasons why they continued to increase the space of putting in more seats at the track, is because there was such a huge demand for that race.
They needed it.
But that's not exactly the way it's been over the last, 10 years?
Yeah, we've followed
8 years.
Bristol's become the gimmicky racetrack. Well, let's put it, fill it full of dirt and have the guys go at it.
Wanted to share a couple of tweets.
That's interesting.
That I came across. Jeff Gluck. As part of the NASCAR media family. He tweeted during the race, "My gosh, the longest run at Bristol since 2004. Another tweet, "It's also the longest green flag run at Bristol since August 2004, which had a 229 straight lap of green mid-race, which was the Food City 500. Another tweet, "Darlington and Bristol mark the first time the NASCAR Cup Series has seen back-to-back races with four or fewer lead changes since the 1976 and 1977 season finale race at Ontario. It had four lead changes while the 77 season opener at Riverside had three."
Man. So if you're tuning in to watch, people passing for the lead and battling for the win, you've seen that happen a grand total of seven times over the last 700 laps or 800 laps.
Yeah.
Which is, you know what? The cars continue to be very competitive. I think in a lot of ways, the racing so far this year has been good. But the last two races, that's not a trend NASCAR's got to be happy about.
Well, Goodyear was showing a lot of excessive tire wear.
Yes,
at times,
which is surprising.
At Darlington,
that's when you start having issues.
And of course, it was fears that was going to happen Sunday at Bristol. Most of the teams were on edge the first 50 laps to see, okay, what kind of tire wear issues are we going to have? And then they picked up the pace and widened out the preferred groove. And the next thing you know, we saw a race that was pretty much nonstop green flag. Here's a quote from Hendrick Motorsports Vice Chairman Jeff Gordon. He said, there was no fall-off of tire, no fall-off and no wear. We all thought there was going to be a tremendous wear on the tires, and there wasn't. So the results prove that to be a fact.
Yeah, it is shocking. It's one of those, when you're looking at the stats, it just doesn't sound right. Then you dig a little deeper. Sean, it used to be, now granted, Bristol used to be a one track or one line racetrack. There was, you know, you had to usually dump somebody if you wanted to get around them. That caused for a lot of drama, but people would say, well, it's not really the best racing. Mm-hmm. And of course, Bristol has changed its track. It's done a lot of things to it, but man, this is, yeah, the pendulum may have swung too far the other way, because this was basically, you know, just riding around.
Yeah. All right. It is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the NASCAR Cup Series driver standings, as well as we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That is Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can go to our website at racingtalkradio.com, click on past shows, and find today's show there. All right, more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
I can hear her voice again. I can hear your voice again. I'm waiting for someone to save me. But everyone...
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download. Presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Talking about Kyle Larson's big win at Bristol. Maybe not the most exciting race, but you know what, Sean? You just can't blame the driver. Just win the one you're in. And that's exactly what he did to get his second victory of the season. As 2025 has become kind of the year for repeat winners. We've had Christopher Bell win a couple in a row. We've had the year started off with William Byron, Christopher Bell a couple times. Larson's won a couple, Denny Hamlin back-to-back. So a lot of multiple winners so far this year. And this weekend, well, it's Easter, so NASCAR traditionally does not run on Easter. Everybody will get a week off, head back to North Carolina. Some teams need to hit the reset. Some teams would like to keep on racing because they're doing pretty well. But no race coming up this weekend, and they will come back the 27th in April for Talladega. So 2 weeks from now, more racing.
Let's talk about some various winners and losers. Of course, we know the big winner of the day was Kyle Larson, but Joe Gibbs Racing was a big winner as a team overall. The team cars finished second, third, and fourth, and eighth. Denny Hamlin was second. Ty Gibbs placed a second season best third. Chase Briscoe and was fourth, and then Christopher Bell came finishing up at eighth. The finish that Ty Gibbs had yesterday was the highest top five finish that he has had so far of 2025.
Do you think he heard us? Do you think he's a listener? Probably downloaded the pod and was like, man, these guys are really giving me a hard time.
I would say that he's been feeling that pressure from the entire Joe Gibbs NASCAR fan base, because he is a guy that, being a member of the family, being somewhat of a high-profile driver, he's expected to perform at a much higher level, especially when you look at the performance that Christopher Bell and Denny Hamlin's had so far this year.
I think that's the big thing, is people assume you're good because your last name, and you do get probably an inside track on the job because your last name, but also you have the expectations that come along with that. And when both of your teammates are killing it, it's kind of hard to go, well, I'm just not in the right stuff.
Yeah. Some of the other successful drivers we want to showcase here for just a moment. Ryan Blaney, he has scored back-to-back fifth-place finishes. Ross Chastain, his seventh-place finish, marked his third top 10 in a row. A.J. Allmendinger, his ninth-place finish, marked his third top 10 finish in the last five races. Some losers, of course, we mentioned Alex Bowman had an engine problem earlier, finished 37th. This is the third race in a row he has finished 27th or worse.
That's rough.
He did lead 39 laps, though, in yesterday's race. SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, the NASCAR Cup rookie, finished 38th, marking the fifth time in the last six races he has placed 30th or worse. Don't you think he's looking forward to the race at Chicago?
Yeah, he's probably get me in a road course, please. What about old Catherine Leggy, though? That was a big deal. We had a female driver in the...
Yeah, tell us about her. Do you know her?
Oh, she finished 39th. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, I'm going blank now because I don't have it in front of me. But, yes, it's been a big story that she's coming in. Apparently got some racing chops as well. So, not a bad debut, 39th. I guess she can, no matter what, she can say.
Racing the Xfinity Series, though.
That was it. No, it was a Cup Series. She had one start so far in the Cup Series.
Okay. Well, I've totally missed her.
That's all right.
Losers, Alex Bowman, as I mentioned, came in 37th. SVG, 30th or worse so far in the last six races. Daniel Suarez, he finished 33rd, six laps behind the leader. He finished 31st, four laps behind the leader in last year's playoff at Bristol. I think Daniel Suarez is in his final days of his career and final year of his contract at the folks with my mind's gone blank. Who help me out, Casey?
Daniel Suarez?
Yeah, who's he drive for?
Don't you put that juju on me. No, I'm sorry. You caught me completely looking at somebody.
Oh, heck. I'll think of it in a minute.
He used to be a Gibbs driver.
Yeah.
And now they still got an affiliation.
No, I'll think of it here in a second. I've gone brain dead. All of our listeners out there are saying, man, it's this team.
Yeah.
But
don't y'all do this for a living?
Yeah,
we do.
I've gone a little bit. I've gone brain dead. But, yeah, Daniel Suarez is a guy that he is definitely not in a good position for sure. And could be finding himself back in the Xfinity series if he's not careful.
Trackhouse Racing.
Trackhouse Racing. That's it.
Your buddies.
Trackhouse Racing.
I could see their
logo. I could see Justin Marks' name and his face, but I could not remember the name. See, I got a good excuse. I'm over 50. You're not.
I'm not.
So you don't have an excuse.
No, I do. My brain does not work anymore, which is troubling.
Well, that's not doing anything but too many beers.
Well, that could be it. I didn't cumulative effect, perhaps. But yes, as you get older, you do like all of a sudden tip of your tongue. That happens a lot. So, yes, bad day for some of those guys. But it just seems like I said, we're about to get to the standings, but it seems like the year of the multiple winner.
Yeah. Let's get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Bristol. William Byron is our leader. He's 30 points ahead of second place Denny Hamlin, third Christopher Bell, fourth Kyle Larson, and fifth Chase Elliott.
Ryan Blaney in the sixth spot, followed by Tyler Reddick. Bubba Wallace, eighth. Joey Logano, ninth. Alex Bowman rounding out the top 10. Ross Chastain in 11th, Chris Buescher 12th, Chase Briscoe 13th, Ryan Preece 14th, Kyle Busch in 15th, and the Dinger rounds out the top 16. Sean, if the playoffs were to start today, the Dinger would actually be out, because in the 17th spot is Josh Berry, who has a win. Looking at the standings, William Byron, your points leader, only has one win, and then Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Kyle Larson all have multiples. So more people have multiple wins than guys that actually have one wins. There you have it, the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series.
So after evaluating the results of yesterday's race, looking at how we had such long green flag runs, do you think this is anything for NASCAR and Bristol Motor Speedway to be a little bit worried about?
If I am, yes, because I haven't seen the ratings, but when they come out, they're not going to be great. But you can blame that on whatever, like, oh, it was a historic Masters happened, so people were tuned out. But you can't tell me the in stadium product was that great, especially. Mm-hmm. It's weird. You don't want to like, if you're NASCAR, you do not want to manufacture engine problems or tire problems or anything like that to, you know, just up the excitement. But then again, you've also got to set the parameters. You know, I guess the golf analogy would be your hole positions or how high you cut the rough to make it a little tougher for these guys. You've got to set some parameters where, you know, it is a little bit more exciting. This kind of stuff, I like parity. I like it when drivers have equal shot, but that doesn't mean it all. The race should be equally easy to everybody, I guess.
So we need Goodyear to make a tire that wears out.
You've got to have that, you know. I mean, it does. It's kind of weird, but you got to have something.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of spoiler that makes the car looser, perhaps. Some sort of something that does make it a little more difficult than these guys just riding around. And three cautions is, I mean, Sean, back in auto club days when there wasn't any drafting, like, this just like a whole bunch of riding around.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's not what made Bristol one of NASCAR's most popular tracks.
Before we put a wrap on this segment and walk away from the driver's standings, I want to make mention Brad Keselowski, 31st Ouch. Position right now.
We keep talking about just how bad his season has been.
That is some sad stuff.
So of all the drivers,
because he's such a talented guy,
of all the drivers that have actually raced in all nine races, Brad Keselowski is only ahead of about four of them. Mm-hmm. And that's Noah Gragson, Raleigh Herbst, SVG, and Cole Custer, and Cody Ware. All guys that I would have a hard time saying top teams.
Yeah. All right. We want to thank all of you again for joining us today and making us a part of your Monday. We're broadcasting to you live from the Optimize U studio. You can find them online at OptimizeUCenters.com. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. Looking ahead to the weekend ahead. There's nothing. You know what? No race going on. It's just good old Easter. So go to church, go hunt some eggs, get all your candy, get the honeydews done so you're allowed to tune in and watch April 27th when Talladega comes around and another one of NASCAR's most popular races. I promise there'll be more than three. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's probably going to be more than three cautions coming up at the race in Talladega in 2 weeks. But don't worry, Sean and I will be back here Monday regardless. Probably do our quarter of the year special where we let you know who's looking good, who's looking bad, just how bad Brad Keselowski's year's really gone. Sean, you know, we talked about the Masters.
Well, before, okay, go ahead, and then I got something to say about Easter.
Oh, no, go.
I was just thinking as I was sitting here thinking about this weekend, you know, our president has gotten the cost of eggs reduced.
Oh, is it?
Save us all money.
He'd write a presidential order declaring him.
Our president did it just for us. Now, your daughter, she's still into Easter egg hunting?
We're right at that age where it's kind of like she probably still wants to do it, but might kind of be uncool. So I'm not sure
how she didn't want to do it in front of all of her friends.
Yeah, but she's only a kid. She'll probably do it.
So I didn't know if you were going to be doing Easter egg hunting because, you know, if you don't want to splurge for those heavily discounted eggs from you know, when the Biden administration was running things, you can switch to marshmallows.
Really?
Yeah, I hear marshmallow eggs are much more affordable.
But wouldn't that, like, get dirt and stuff sticky on them?
They're in a plastic wrapper, I think.
Oh, well, that's not kind of...
So, Krista...
I'm just giving you alternatives.
My wife said there's, like, light-up eggs or something, and you can do them kind of at dawn or dusk, I'm sorry, and so that's kind of the new thing.
Or you could always go with those plastic eggs. The only thing about it is kids these days... think that you got to put something in them like money.
Yes, you need something in there.
Or candy.
Just a little bitty piece of candy or something fun. That's not bad.
But, you know, when my girls were growing up, you know, you had to have some golden eggs.
Oh, I guarantee you, when you were growing up.
Had some dollars in there.
When you were growing up, Stanley didn't put up with that nonsense.
Oh, we only had regular eggs when I was growing up.
He probably didn't even hard boil them. He just said, all right, go find it and bring them back, bull.
No, we
you're going to have those tomorrow morning.
Them. Yeah, we always bold them. But go on and finish what you were going to say.
So, of course, we kind of opened the show with our Masters recap. And the big news is Rory McIlroy finally winning the Masters and winning the career Grand Slam. Kind of made me think, what about the NASCAR Grand Slam? And, Sean, did you know that historic and prestigious races in NASCAR are often called the crown jewels? And we used to call it the Triple Crown, but now they've kind of called it the Grand Slam. It used to be the Daytona 500, the Coca-Cola 600, and the Southern 500. Those are what you wanted to win. And then NASCAR started recognizing the Brickyard 400 as a crown jewel. The Winston 500 at Talladega was included for a while. That was in the Winston Million program, but that wasn't a big enough race to be a crown jewel, I guess. And then a lot of drivers argue the night race at Bristol, which... unless it gets better than a day race, is probably out, should be included. However, all that means is 9 drivers have completed a career Grand Slam. That includes Jeff Gordon, Bobby Allison, Dale Sr. But there's one guy that accomplished the feat 3 times. Is a man that you give a hard time about destroying his legacy.
Jimmy Johnson.
When you can't destroy a legacy like that.
He is destroying his legacy.
Then Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, he's definitely destroying his.
So there you have it. NASCAR's kind of got that. Daytona legacy. 500 makes the most money. Coca-Cola 6 Southern 500 at Darlington. But we go there twice now, so is that as big a deal? I don't know.
You know, Dell Jr., is now a part of the staff with Prime, Amazon Prime, their broadcast team. And he will be doing the TV broadcast with Carl Edwards, and I think Steve Letard is also going to be a part of that broadcast team. But Prime, or Amazon, is embracing Dale Earnhardt Jr. and the legacy of the Earnhardts. They have announced that they are going to be showing the premiere on Memorial Day weekend of the documentary called Earnhardt, and it's going to be considered a prime new original series Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be Earnhardt. It's going to be, of course, Dale Sr. and his son, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Here's a question I've got. You know how important Sr. was to the sport. I know how important Sr. was to the sport, but it has been, it's been as long as we're doing this show. What, 20...
Well, Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away in February 2001.
So, Sr. passed away in 2001. How much of this generation coming up, I mean, has any idea of how much Sr. meant? And obviously to the sport still means a ton, but, like, is it as big a deal? You know, I feel, you know, we're kind of at, like, we're at the, like, my gosh, you know, growing up, Jordan was all that. Was the end all be all, and Earnhardt was like the Jordan of NASCAR.
Yeah.
And now we're at a place where LeBron James is 40 and about to retire soon. I think it's going to be cool. I'll tune in, but I'm just to this generation coming up. How big a deal is that?
I think it's going to become bigger next year because next year we'll mark the 25th anniversary of the death of Dale Earnhardt. And I bet you Fox and the other networks will do quite a bit of tributes to Dale Sr. as well as NASCAR and various racetracks. So for that generation that is not that familiar with Dale Earnhardt Sr., I think next year is when
many people will become educated about the legacy of Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a cool story to tell. It's just I worry that we're getting so far down the road as maybe people won't remember. Hey, do you remember the Winston Million?
I do.
All right, from 85 to 97, there were four races, and if you won three of the four, Winston, who used to be the sponsor, would give you $1 million. And, Sean, this is back when a million meant something. Now you just – that those kind of figures get tossed around. Mm-hmm. But in 85, Bill Elliott won the Winston Million, and only one other driver was able to win it, 1997. Who was that, Sean?
Bill Elliott would have been my first guess. I'm going to say
in 97?
Yeah, wasn't Bill Elliott still racing in 97?
Trying to think. Yeah, that was the year I graduated. We have an in-studio guest. That was the year before he was born.
Elliott
was still driving in 94.
I don't know the answer to that.
Jeff Gordon. And you call yourself mega fan.
I would have never thought that was the answer.
That guy could have used that million too. Times were tough for us. He had to give half of it to somebody, I think, back then.
Well, that was a little bit later.
Was that later on?
That was two or three years after we started this show in 2001. Yeah, he was with his ex Brooke at the time.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Hey, we're already out of time. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
This time flew by. And by the way, we've got to make sure that we recognize the fact that Ryan Blaney and Joy Logano was recognized at the White House last week with their cars and had a chance to make a visit to President Trump.
Very cool. Well, good for those guys.
But nevertheless, we're out of time and we have the weekend off.
Yep. So we'll still be back Monday. We'll recap everything. Special thanks to in studio guest Tyler Bloom sitting around checking things out,
and he's part of the Quality Fence team.
Part of the Quality Fence team. If you ever want to talk to him, call Quality Fence or go online at fence.net. He's the one that replies to all your stuff, and he is young and single and has no life, and that's why he decided to come hang out with us for an hour.
So he's in the market for a beautiful single lady out there.
You know what? I don't even think she has to be all that beautiful if I know Tyler. I think just
he'll just take whatever comes his way.
Breathing would be helpful. But anyway,
He may not appreciate that.
You know, it's okay. We're all going to church.
His agent.
We'll get forgiveness this
if
weekend.
You're a single lady out there and you're looking for a good guy. Reach out to his agent Casey Orr on social media or here on our Race and Talk Radio Facebook page or at our website, raceandtalkradio.com.
That's right. And we'll be back next Monday to talk about it regardless.
All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. As Casey says, we'll be back next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.